the Mishnah that Tosafim Abayis describes the need for Erev Tavshilin, this is all true on a level of Durabanam. And the sugya that we discuss at length, the sugya Sakim Adaf Mevavim Abayis, discusses that why indeed Midaraisa, one is allowed to go in and to do any malacha from a yantiv to a Shabbos. Obviously, the heter cannot be Erev Tavshilin. And really, the fundamental question in the sugya that Tosafim Abayis is not how does Erev Tavshilin necessarily work, but the first question, why is it even necessary? Because Midaraisa, obviously, that Issa Daraisa cannot be lifted by simply going ahead and making an Erev Tavshilin itself. So that's the machlokas from Tosafim Abayis between Rabbi and Machista. But Rabbi subscribes to the principle of Ola, and we discussed at great length of guests were to come, going to go ahead and to give them this food, anyan to foryantif, and therefore, midaraisa, everything you're doing on Shabbos is simply left over, but this is considered to be malacha self-anavish. The great chiddush that we discussed in the past of Rabbi Shitas, you ignore kavanas hagavra, even though if you were to ask the person, why are you cooking? He'll tell you, I'm cooking because tonight is Shabbos. No, you're cooking because if guests were to go in, to come, you'd be able to serve them the food right here and now. So the great chiddush of Rabbi Shitas is that you ignore kavanas hagavra. This is considered to be malacha self-anavish. And the Gemara writes, and daf memvav mebeis, a great chiddush that this would be true, even if tonight was chol, even in a case of ha'ofem yanta fachol, if chol works, it works. Neinachinami, that Rab is of the opinion that ha'ofem yanta fachol enoloke. The Balamor points out in that sugya, that doesn't mean it's mutter, it means enoloke. Certainly one cannot rely on ho'il midrabanam, but midarais in principle, this will be labeled as meleches ocho nefesh. Well, and Tosus writes the following Kiddush that the Rambam does not mention, and that is that you have to make sure that all malacha is done early enough in the day that you can derive benefit from it on Yantif itself, because if you can't, you're not covered by Ho'el, and Erev Tavshilin is not going to help you. You have to get past the first hurdle of malacha on Yantif. And if the reason is based on Ho'el, it means that you have to make sure that everything indeed is done Miba Olyam. So therefore, a chumra of Rabbi Shita, mibod yom, a kula of Rabbi Shita, ofi yantav lachol, enoloke, and Rechista disagrees at both points. Rechista writes, this cannot be. Why exactly is that true? Rechista maintains, poshav shat, you cannot ignore kavanas agavra. If a person is cooking anyantav for yantav, that's meleches ocho nefesh. But if you're cooking anyantav for Shabbos, you cannot label it as meleches ocho nefesh. It must be the reason this is mutter, is because Sarchei Shabbos, Nasan B'Yantiv. One is allowed Midaraisa to do Malach or Hachana from the day of Yantiv to Shabbos itself. And why exactly is that true? So Rashi writes, the Bamsha, that's because Shabbos and Yantiv is considered to be Kedusha Achas. Well, what do you see according to Rashi Shita? Something which is stunning, and that is Kedusha Achas, A, is a Dindaraisa, and B, it's a Kula Midaraisa. You're allowed to do something Min HaTorah because of Kedusha Achas. That's something which is stunning. We saw earlier in the year in the Meiri on Naftala and Aleph, where the Meiri suggested that the whole notion that Shabbos Yantav is Kedusha Achas is only a Din Rabbanan. No one maintains that Shabbos Yantav Midaraisa is considered to be Kedusha Achas. Everybody agrees Mikra Din Daraisa Shtei Kedushas. But maybe one could argue, L'chumra, that we should treat Shabbos Yantav as Kedusha Achas on a level of Rabbanan. Well, so two chedushim of the Meiri. Number one, it's only kedusha achas is a chumra. Number two, it's a din derabanan. Is that really true? Kedusha achas is only a chumra. We pointed out earlier shiurim. That's the Rambam Perches of Chazayirvin Alaches Alachayud, where the Rambam writes kedusha achas that sometimes can be a kula, sometimes can be a kula. And that was an example of the Rambam sheet of nechal eruva. You set up an eruv tumin, and the eruv is consumed on yantav rishon. Can you utilize it on yantav sheni? So if it's shtei kedushas, absolutely not. What happens if it's kedusha achas? The Rambam writes stunning. Yes. A stunning chiddush. That you can go chutz l'tchumah yantav sheni because the erev is in existence. Yesterday's ben hashlasha. So the Ravid writes that's not true. The Ravid is masig, there perches and fokus erev, and that yom arichta is only a chumra. It is not at all a kula. Oh, that's like the Meiri writes, the Dalit. It's a chumra drabanan. What do you see according to the Rambam Shita? That kedusha achas can either be a chumra or it could be a kula. And Rashi, this is true midaraisa. Because here the Gemara is interested, why midaraisa? are you able to do malacha on a yantiv to a Shabbos? And the answer, according to Rashi, is because it's considered to be kedushakas. That's something which is stunning. It's relevant in the further sense because the Mohammed writes, Imsachim adapt hezvav, right? Oh, this is Chazara. Now that, if that really is true, we should not be paskening. We should not be paskening like Rav Chisda. Because if Rav Chisda's svarish Shabbos yantiv is kedushakas, we do not assume that way. We learn the sugya daf dalam and aleph for Shabbos yantiv are considered to be shtei kedushas. So if the underlying reasoning of Rav Chisda is it's considered to be kedushakas, that would mean you should not pasken like Rav Chisda and realize that's against the Rambam, because the Rambam does pasken like Rav Chisda. When the Rambam describes in Perek Vav the Lachos Yantiv Eruv Tavshilin, the Rambam makes no mention of woe whatsoever. The Rambam writes that you're allowed to go ahead and do malacha from a yantiv to a Shabbos. That's exactly the shita of Rav Chisda. The Ramban writes in Mochamos that that's against Rashi, because Rashi's shita is that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yantiv is because of Kedusha Akas, and that would mean we don't assume that way, because the Rambam assumes that Shabbos Yantiv are indeed shtei Kedushas. The Rambam assumes that's not the underlying machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda at all. So that's something, no doubt, which is fundamental. According to Rav Chisda, if a person is open Yantiv L'chol, then what do you mean? Of course, there's Malkas Daraisa. You're allowed to do malacha from a yantav to a Shabbos because kedusha achas, but certainly not when it comes to chol, and therefore loket. And what about this notion of sofayom? Sofayom. No, you can even do malacha besofayom because you're allowed to do malacha from a yantav to a Shabbos. It's not based on chol whatsoever. And enochinami, the Rambam passes like Rav Chisda, and the Rambam never mentions this chumra of Tosfos, where Tosfos says, make sure you do malacha early enough in the day that you can have the benefit on yantiv itself. That's not found at all in the Rambam Perek Vav, because the Rambam Perek Vav passes like Rav Chisda. And therefore, there is no need to do it mibov yom. You can do it at the very end of yantiv, but just like you can do malacha from a yantiv to a yantiv, you can do malacha from a yantiv to a Shabbos as well. Well, so that's a stunning chiddush. When you get to the Gemara Misachim Adap and the Zayin of Aleph, there's an unusual shakur v'tarya that the Gemara has. No, in Yonah Dion, Shtei Alechem. Afiyah Shtei Alechem, the sheet of the Chachamim, is not Tochishamas. Well, okay. So, meaning that if Shavuos is Monday and Tuesday, the Afiyah Shtei Alechem is done on Sunday. Is that on Sunday? Okay, like this year, the Afiyah Shtei Alechem is done on Erev Shavuos. It's done on Sunday. The Gemara is bothered. Why? Why in the world is the Afiyah Shtei Alechem done on Chol? Why can't you engage in the Afiyah Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov? You know what the Gemara answer is? Lochem v'lo l'gavoa. There's a heter of Ochel Nefesh, but Ochel Nefesh is Lochem. Ochel Nefesh is not l'gavoa. We are going to label the Afiyah Shtei Alechem as gavoa. And therefore, that's asin. Okay. If that was the simple the shaka batari of the Gemara, that would sound great. But the kash of the Gemara is a little unusual. The Gemara says the following. Tafiyah shtei alechem is not tochiyantev, esir, er yantev. Good. The Gemara says the following. The i amrit. And if you assume tzarchi shabbos nasa yantev, why in the world? Why can't you go ahead and do tafiyah shtei alechem an yantev? That's a very unusual kasha, no? I would have framed the kasha this way. There's a heter of ochel nefesh, and if you can cook to satisfy yourself, you really mean you can't engage in afiyah shtei alechem? The Gemara answers, lachem lo gavoa. That's true. That's not the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, i amrit tzorchei shabbos nasa miyantiv. In other words, this kasha is only according to Rav Chisda, not according to Rava. If you hold of Hoil, I understand why Afiyah Shtei Alechem is not Tochiyantiv. But if you hold of Rav Chisda, I Amrit Tzarchei Shabbos Nasa Miyantiv, why not? Oh, the Gemara answers, Shani Asan, Domer Kra, Lochem, Lo L'Gavoa. Why in the world is this Kasha dependent on Rav and Rav Chisda? No? That's the Gemara. Mem Zayin Adal. Im Sochim. In other words, if you hold like Rabbi Shita, it's a Dabra Pashut, that Shtei Lechem would not be dochiyante. But why in the world, according to Achis, the Gemara says that no lachem lo lagavo? Why? Why exactly is that true? Why in the world should these two be dependent on Rabbi Bechista? So Rashi writes something a little unusual. Rashi Bramesko Yantiv. Rashi says, wait a second. But Yantiv, and you're going to go ahead and engage in Afiyah Shtei Lechem. Normally, what does that mean? Melecha Selchiyant. I'm going to engage in the Melech and I'm going to partake. I'm going to cook the food and I'm going to eat the food. Oh, I'm going to cook and I'm going to partake. Good. Can you really say that about the Afiyah Shtei Lechem? I'm going to go and engage in Afiyah Shtei Lechem and I'm going to partake. Rashi says, don't you dare. What do you mean? Hahishat alochazim. You're not allowed to eat the Shtei Lechem right now. Ad shiishchutu kvosin and yizrog damam. That's what Rashi writes. You're baking the Shtei Lechem and you can't eat it. You can't eat it. Why not? Because before you eat the Shtei Lechem, you have to complete the avodah. You have to go ahead and be shochet the kivsei atzeres, and you have to do the zrikas hadam, and that's mata. What does that have to do with anything? No, what? Why is that? It's very unclear. Like what? You understand what's bothering Rashi? The Gemara only asked the kash of Shtei Lechem according to Chista. Why doesn't ask it according to Rabba? The answer must be that it's obvious according to Rabba that Afiyah Shtei Lechem is not Dochiyanta. Why not? Rashi says because you have to engage in the Shritas Kivsei Atzeres and the Zrikas Adam. Why is that at all relevant? Why is that all relevant? You know, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, you see a fascinating Chiddush. That, you know what? That according to Rabba, there's no allowance of Tzarchei Shabbos Nasar Yantin. I can do Malach Anal for later. That's Rav Chisda. Tzarchei Shabbos Nasar Yantin. I can do Malach Anal Yantin now for later, for tomorrow. No. According to Rabba, Hovid, what does Hovid mean? We're going to label this right here and now as Malach Asaf Lachish. You know what Rashi says that means? That the moment that the Malachic is done, you're able to partake. That's Malachas HaNefesh. That's Malachas HaSuda. If the halacha would be that I'm going to engage in Malacha now, but I'm not allowed to partake, I'm not willing to grant that that's called Malachas HaNefesh. Wow. It doesn't mean that when you make something on Yom Tov, you have to eat it within 15 minutes. But if the halacha would be that it's Nesa, you do Malacha now and you cannot partake, that is not called Malachas HaSuda. Malachas HaSuda, by essence, by definition, means the Malachas HaSuda means that Ochel is Mutav Achila. And that's the Chiddush that Rashi writes. That's something which is really stunning. No? That if you're going to go ahead and engage in a fee of the Shtei Lechem, and you cannot go ahead and partake now, you know what? According to Rabbah, that's not called Malachas HaNefesh. Because there is no Heter Achila. I don't like to use this mashal because it's not exact. When we did the sugya bar and Shabbos Abayin Dalit, it has to be louder. You know what? You do it and you eat now. I'm going to do it and eat later. That's not good enough. Now there's no halach of louder when it comes to ochel nefesh, but according to Rashi, in principle, you have to be able to eat it now. If there would be a halacha that do the malacha now and you cannot partake, how in the world can you call that Malach HaSalcha Nefesh? How can you call it Malach HaSasuda? So Rashi writes, it's obvious that Afiyah Shtei Lechem is also according to Rabbah, because that's not called Malach HaSalcha Nefesh. But according to Rav Chisda, that's not a requirement of Malach HaSalcha Nefesh. I can do Malach a day for tomorrow. Tzarchei Shabbos Nasar Yantiv. There's no need for an immediate Achila. So why in the world can you not go ahead and be over for the Shtei Lechem? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Well, you know what the answer is? Lachem lo lagavoa. That must be exhibit sakasa. Lachem lo lagavoa. In principle, it is called Malach HaSalcha Nefesh. But. Oh, don't forget the Tosa stuff. You base them at Aleph. Lachem lo lagavoa is in Yisr Esay. Meaning, despite the fact that it's Malach HaSalcha Nefesh, there's a separate Oser. That would be pretty incredible, no? Boshav Shad, according to Rashi, a person goes and does not feel the Shtei Lechem. Anyant. According to Rav Chisda, that's Nisro Lachem Lo Gavoa, which Tosa said is Nisro Esen, no? According to Rabba, that's not called Malach HaSalcha Nefesh, because it's not Nitan Achila. That's Lachem Lo Gavoa. That's not Melacha Bilolo Gavoa. You know what that would mean? That would mean an Isser Melacha Darais as a lav, as a lav. Now that's pretty heavy, no? The whole deal that we had in terms of how do you understand Melacha Bilolo Gavoa? You know what? Okay, maybe the Melacha was an Isser Esser. Tosu Stav Yudeis. But. In a case where, in principle, a person cannot be Nena Miyad, in such a case, Rabbi maintains that's not called Melacha Sal Chanefesh. This may not be in exact, because maybe there are other considerations as well. But if you take a look in the Shari Tshuva, in Achos Pesach, in Tuf Ayin Gimel, you know, what about the following possibility? What about roasting meat the night of the Seder? What do you mean? We don't eat slim. We don't eat slim. Okay, but you know what? I'll serve it tomorrow. Not second day. I'll serve it for the first Suda Bayom. For the first Suda Bayom. That's a deal in the Shari Tshuva, no? I'm going ahead and cooking something now that I'm not going to be able to eat tonight, but I can eat tomorrow morning. Is that called Melacha Sal Chanefesh? You know what I would tell you? Ooh, I would start the whole discussion with this Rashi, that writes, who says it's called Melacha Sal Chanefesh if there's a time delay? And you cannot partake of it during the Suda. Okay, Rashi's case is the Shechit of Kisei Atzeres and the Sirikus Adam. I understand that. Okay, but what happens if for whatever reason a person cannot partake now? Is it so obvious that this is considered to be that which is called Meleches of Meleches. Okay, so realize there's a huge amount at stake with Rabba and Rav Chisda. And all of this is simply why Midaraisa. You don't need Erev Tov Shilim, obviously, why it is mutter to do Melacha from Yom Tov to Shabbos with many, many nafkumis. Okay, wow. And all of a sudden now, right, our Mishnah Daf Tezvav Mabez requires that you have to have an Erev Tov Shilim. That you have to go ahead and go see to it that you have a Siyas HaTavshu on Erev and Erev Yantif and the Somech Alav B'Shabbos. Okay? Clearly not as a Din D'Araisa, but somehow is that which is necessary, Midrabana. The Gemara begins, Minahani Mile. That's also fascinating. We're not dealing with the Din D'Araisa. We're dealing with the Din D'Rabbanan. Why it's necessary, we're going to talk about that. And the Gemara begins with Menachin Emile, but that's something which is critical. Well, that's the Prima Gadol, the Psicha Koleles, that realize not every Din D'Rabbanan is created equal. No? Realize that if Din D'Rabbanan are an expansion of a Pasuk, it is far more chamor than a simple Takana or a simple Gzera. You know, if I make a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, the Mishnah is Daflamet, Kvav Mabez, you know, you can't ride a horse on Yantif. We're not going to say Minahani Mile. You can't ride a horse on Yantif, can't ride a horse on Shabbos. It's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, Mishum Kod, Ser, not Minahani Mile, Minahani Mile. Here, Erev Tov Shilim, the Gemara says, Minahani Mile, that's something which is very, very choshu, no? That realize that this need for Erev Tov Shilim is an expansion. It's an expansion. Which is going to tell us the following Lamdus, that why you need the Erev Tov Shilim D'Rabbanan should be impacted by why you don't need the Erev Tov Shilim Midaraisa. No? Something is Mutter Midaraisa, and Lachem said, but. You know what? And we have two fundamental differences. Now, in terms of why is it that Midaraisa you're allowed to? It would be shocking if there's no relationship between the Heter Daraisa and the need D'Rabbanan. No? And the Gemara begins with Minahani Mile. How do you know indeed that's true? Minahani Mile and Adin D'Rabbanan means realize that the bar is raised. Una Asmachta, Pim Gadol discusses, maybe we would assume Chumra in an Asmachta. Safek is indeed Lidl Chumra. That's the Ritva Rashad Daf Tezayin. Now, when the Gemara discusses Malchi, Sechronos, and Shofros, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ritva is bothered. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about Adin D'Rabbanan. We're talking about the Seder HaTfilah of Musaf. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu. Well, so you know what the Ritva says? Absolutely yes. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu is relevant to Din D'Rabbanan because certain Din D'Rabbanan, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly the point that, you know what? This is embedded in the Pasuk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired that, yes, that this will be a din rabbana, a din rabbana. And that's the notion of nasmachta. And there, in a somewhat veiled way, the Ritva refers you, you know, to what the Rambam writes. Now, don't perish Mishnayis. Maybe the Rambam doesn't mean this, but the Rambam emphasizes that nasmachta is l'zichiras devarim. You know, when you link din rabbana to a pasuk, you remember all the din rabbana. It creates a certain seder, a certain image. You know Tanakh backwards and forwards, no? You don't know Din Rabbanan as well, no? So you know what? You link the Din Rabbanan to Psukim. Whoa. So the Ritva writes, that's Divrei Minos, no? Apikorsis, he calls it, no? To think that an Asmachta is just like Namanik, no? What are the colors of the rainbow? No, that's what an Asmachta is. This is Kavana Sabor. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu formulated the Pasuk exactly that way, in order to have Pshuto Shanekra, in order to give rise to an Asmachta, an Asmachta. So it's fascinating, the Gemara begins that Erev Tavshilin apparently, right, has the status of Minah HaMile, and the Gemara calls the Pasuk, Shmuel, Zachar Sema Shabbos Lakash. Zachar Sema Shabbos Lakash. How do you see in that any need for? So Shmuel says the following, Zochreyu Me'acher, no? Shabbat Ashkicha. You have to remember Shabbos because you know what? There could be a competing element. You know what? Yantiv is Friday. And I'm all in. Fully immersed in the Kiddush of Yantiv. And you know what? Shabbos is going to arrive tomorrow. So you must be mindful. That you're celebrating Yantif, but you have to be mindful of Shabbos. There's a mitzvah being mindful of Shabbos, Zechira Shabbos, as an expansion of Zechira Shabbos. Zachreyu me'acher. You have to go ahead and be mindful of Shabbos, despite the fact that you're being besimcha Yantif. After all, Shabbat Ashkicho. Because it could be very easy that, you know what, that the Yantif experience is going to result in your forgetting, or you're failing to highlight the arrival of Shabbos. Wow. So that's Shmuel's Asmachta. Zachar Shema Shabbos L'Kasha. I would say if that's true, so what is the purpose of Erev Tavshilin? It sounds very clear. In order to safeguard Shabbos. The whole purpose of Erev Tavshilin is a Shabbos concern. So Chrei Yomei Acher. Wow. Okay. Oh, so the Gemara continues. Rava. And a great tip-off, no? The Gears of Balamor and Sachim, Rava. We have the Gemara, Rava, no? Kidei Sheyiv, Maniyaf L'Shabbos. Yeah, that sounds like such a beautiful Hemshech, no? That's exactly the point. So Chrei Yomei Acher, Shabbat Ashkicho. You know what? You have to recognize, you are going to be all in with Yantif. And you're somehow going to lose sight of Shabbos. Oh, so Rava says, Kadesh Shimraf Shabbos. Rashi emphasizes that what's driving Erev Tavshilin, according to Rava Shita, is Kavod Shabbos. Wow. Ravashi all of a sudden now seems to say something very different. No? Ravashi says, no, Kadesh Yomru, in of Yantav the Shabbos, and Kavachom of Yantav Pachol. You know what? If you realize that even to do something on Yantav for Shabbos requires a tool, a mechanism, a device, an Erev Tavshilin, you know what? You're going to be so much more careful about safeguarding the Kedusha of Yantiv. A person's going to say to you, can I go ahead and do Malach on Yantiv to Chol? You're going to say, you can't even do Malach on Yantiv to Shabbos without Erev Tavshilin. And therefore, if that really is true, in Of Yantiv to Shabbos, Kavachom Remi Yantiv to Chol. Rashi writes the following. So, what's driving Erev Tavshilin according to Ravashi is Kavod Yantiv. They're coming from very different directions. Whereas Rava maintains it is Kavod Shabbos, Ravashi maintains, no, 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 it's considered to be Kvod Yante. In fact, if you look in Maram Shiv, Maram Shiv writes the preamble, Minam Ani Mile, Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadosho. Does this fit at all according to Ravashi? Does this fit at all according to Ravashi? Ravashi writes the whole purpose of Erev Tashimin is Mishum Kvod Yante. And how do I know that? Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadosho? Zachar Me'acher Shavol HaShkicho? Isn't that a concern of Kvod Shabbos? Wow. So is it really true? I would align, you know? The Gemara says, ooh, Shmuel gives you the pasuk. And now the detail, Rav and Ravashi, maybe not. Maybe Shmuel and Ravashi are in one corner, Shmuel and Rav, and Ravashi is in another corner. Ravashi says, no, 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 it's not necessarily. That's not so simple. Is it really true that Shmuel's incredible ha'ara, that this is an asmachta, Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadosho, it is only a Leva de Rav and not a Leva de Ravashi? Is that really true? And if you're going to pass like Ravashi, no, 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 that's not the case at all. You lose the chomer of Erev Tavshilin. Is that really the case? Perhaps one could argue as follows. Enoch Inami, there is a fundamental machlokas in Rav and Ravashi. Rav and Ravashi. And that is what is driving the Erev Tavshilin. Is it driven by Kvod Shabbos? Is it driven by Kvod Yom Tov? That certainly is true. So if I ask you the why question, why was it instituted? There is a fundamental difference between, no doubt, between Rav and Ravashi. That's clear. Okay. Now I'm not asking you the why question. I'm asking you the what question. The what question. Not like, okay, what is Erev Tavshilin? How does it function? Why do you have an Erev Tavshilin? It's true. Kadesh Yomra. But how exactly does this work? How exactly does this work? Now, you know what the answer is? Oh, Bosit Tavshim Erev Yom Tov is Somech Alav L'Shabbos. You know what? Oh, the mechanism by which it works, regardless of what the reason is, the mechanism, the hagdara of the takana, is as follows, that you know what? Typically speaking, when I go ahead and I prepare for Shabbos, you know what I'm going to prepare for Shabbos? Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. No? Erev Shabbos Friday is going to be the time of Kavod. Kvod Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. Now, that Rambam, Perek Lamed, Perek Evo for Shabbos, the Hachana Mibo Yom is Friday. All of a sudden, you know what Erev Tavshilin does the following. No, you go ahead and you make a Tavshil on Erev Yom Tov is so much love the Shabbos. You know what that means? That means that already the Hachana of Shabbos, let's say Yom Tov falls out on Thursday and Friday. Guess what? All of a sudden, I'm arguing that Ayudei Erev Tavshilin, the Kavod of Shabbos, already is chal on Wednesday. I go ahead and I make my Shabbos Tavshil on Wednesday. B'somech alav the Shabbos. And that already is going to be the preparation for Shabbos on Wednesday as opposed to the typical preparation for Shabbos, which is somech the Shabbos. Wow. That, one could argue, it is part of the drush of Shmuel of Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadosho. Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadosho. We'll see enough to Zayin Amud Aleph. You know? Hillel, Shammai, now, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. How early in the week are you obligated to go ahead to set something aside for Shabbos? I understand. No? To Zayin Amud Aleph. But when I tell you the window of typical quote Shabbos, you know what that is? That's an Erev Shabbos. All of a sudden, are you the Erev Tavshilin for whatever reason. Either because of reason A or because of reason B. I'm already labeling what I do on Wednesday as Zachar Shem HaShabbos. That is the key of Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadosho. That can be the asmachta of Shmuel, even according to Ravashi. Even though Ravashi says it's true that what motivated the Chachamim to create this is a concern to safeguard Yom Tov. But how do we do it? You know what the answer is? By not waiting until Yom Tov to do the Hachana for Shabbos, rather by expanding the Hachana of Shabbos as the key of Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadosho. And that expansion, that's exactly Shmuel's drasha, and that could be even according to Ravashi as well. Okay? The Gemara raises an unusual kasha. The Gemara says this. If you hold like Ravashi, Kadeshi Yomru. That means Rashi, Kvod Yantiv, Kvod Yantiv. So I understand that Erev Tov Shimon is done on Erev Yantiv, But according to Rava, the Gemara asks, Kadesh Yivar, well, maybe the best time to do that would be on Yantiv itself. When a person on Yantiv is engaged in the midst of Simchas Yantiv, take pause, do something on Yantiv to remind you that Yivar money off of the Shabbos. So the Gemara is bothered, no? If you hold like Rav Ashi, I understand very well why all this is done in Erev Yantiv. But if you hold like Rav Ashita, what do you mean? You want to make sure when you are involved in Simchas Yantiv that you set something aside for Shabbos. Guess what? So do it on Yantiv. Do it on Yantiv. Wow. The Gemara answers, Inachinam. But Shemiyush. You're so involved in the experience of Yantiv. You may lose track. You may lose sight. No? So do it when everything's calm. Erev Yantiv. Yantiv. You're so involved in. You're going to lose sight. So Shemi Yivsha. Wow. So everyone, ooh, that's something that's incredible, no? Everyone agrees that it's done in Erev Yantiv. The Gemara says that I understand why that's true according to Rav Ashi. If you hold like Rava, you know what? Enochinami. It's because of the concern of Shemiyush. So when you read the Gemara says this as a Havamina, that maybe the timing of Erev Tov Shimon should be different. According to Rashi and according to Rava, the Gemara says, nope, everybody agrees it's Erev Yantiv. And you leave the sugya as though, look, these are fundamentally different, but is there necessarily any nafkamina between Rav and Rav Ashi? No. Oh, so the Rosh has a nafkamina, and the Mordechai has a nafkamina. The Rosh, Beis Aleph, raises the following issue, not at all simple. Okay, I'm not going to go ahead and wait till Yantiv, I understand. Erev Yantiv. Does it have to be Erev Yantiv? Can it even be a couple of days? Erev Yantiv is a very busy time. So is there anything wrong with going in and setting up Erev Tov Shimon 2 days before Yantiv? 3 days before Yantiv? You know, when you experience a Yantiv of Sukkot, you have an Erev Tov Shimon the first days of Yantiv, last days of Yantiv. Well, more than that, you have an Erev Tov Shimon Rosh Hashanah, the first days of Yantiv, last days of Yantiv. You know, I'm going to set up my Erev Tov Shimon Rosh Hashanah. Can that carry me through the first days of Yantiv, the second days of Yantiv? If you're going to tell me I need Erev Yantiv, then you need Erev Yantiv. But if Erev Yantiv is flexible, maybe one could argue, A, you don't need Erev Yantiv, and B, even if it's done at Erev Yantiv, Erev Rosh Hashanah, as long as the Erev is Kayam, you can use it for the first days of Sukkot, last days of Sukkot. Wow. Is that really good? No, maybe I could have said yes. Maybe I could have said no. But the Russian Beis Aleph writes a stunning Chiddush, no? And that is, that should depend on Rabbah and Rav Ashi. Wow. According to the view of Rav Ashi, wow. We'll have to see why this is true. The Rosh says, I'm okay with doing it even in advance. I'm okay with doing it 2, 3, 4 days in advance. According to Rashi, I'm even okay with doing it weeks ago. Your Erev Tov Shimon of Erev Rosh Hashanah, as long as it's Kayam, that's going to be good enough for the coming weeks as well. Like an Erev Chatzeros. No? You have to be Chadish Erev every Shabbos. I made the Erev then, and as long as it's Kayam, that's good enough. But not according to Rav. According to Rav, that Kedei Sheyivrar, B'davka Erev Shav, Erev Yantiv. B'davka Erev Yantiv. Well, so that's the Chiddush the Rosh writes according to Rava, a chumra of Rava, that dafka erev yantiv. Neither case is good. You can't go and do it 2 days in advance, and even if you did erev yantiv fish, you can't use it for yantiv achron. Well, and the Rosh thinks this is the machlokes between Rav and Rav Ashi. Kedei Sheyivrar is dafka erev yantiv. We'll have to see one. Okay. That's a chumra according to Rava. A chumra according to Rava. And the Mordechai, Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, has a kula according to Rava. What did the Gemara suggest? And look, according to Rav Ashita, after all, Kadesh Yivrar, the Gemara said, wouldn't it make sense to do it anyantid? When a person is oseg in simchas yantid, take pause, Shabbos is coming, and you'll realize you've been running off the Shabbos. So the Gemara seems to say, in principle, yes. In principle, yes. You're right. But Shema Yivsha, you're so involved in simchas yantid, you can't bank on that. Mortifying, incredible. What happens if b'dieved, you didn't do it on Erev Yantid? You didn't do it on Erev Yantid. All of a sudden, now it's Yantid. Now it's Erev Yantid. Well, according to Rav, I'm going to say, don't do it. You should have done it on Yantid. We're not going to have you do on Yantid because we're concerned you may forget. But let's say you forgot on Erev Yantid, and now it's Yantid. I'm going to say, don't. So of course, according to Rava, you can create your Erev Tavshim on Yantid. And why is that such a great Kiddush? No, not only because of Daf Gemel, Daf Dalet, Daf Yud Zayin, of being Masne. I'll do it on Yantav Rishon, I'll play one day of Yantav against the next. And I'll say, you know what, if today, Thursday is Yantav, tomorrow's Chol, I don't need Erev Tavshim. And if tomorrow, Friday is Yantav, today, Thursday is Erev Yantav, that's the best time. Forget about that. Forget about your Tanai. The Muskel Rishon, the best time to create your Erev Tavshilin, would be on Yantiv. We don't want to wait till Yantiv because Shema Yivsha. But if you didn't do it, we're going to say that's Ma'ake B'dieved. Shema Yivsha is Ma'ake B'dieved. Wow, that's the Mordechai. Also, I'll tell you two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is the following. That's your deal with 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You can't be Masne. Kudushachas. Forget about being Masne. The ideal time to create the Erev Tavshim is on Yantiv, according to Rav. According to Ravash, you have to be Masne. According to Rav, what do you mean? The best time to do it is on Yantiv. Nafkamina number two. Not only did I forget an Erev Yantiv, I forgot an Yantiv Rishon. And now it's Friday, Yantiv Sheni. Well, you can be Masne and Yantiv Sheni. If today is Yantiv, I'm stuck. I can say, if yesterday was Yantiv, tomorrow, today is Chol, I don't need Erev Tavshilin. But if today is Yantiv, I'm stuck. No, you're not stuck. The best time to layer Erev Tavshilin is on Yantiv. Wow. So that's the Nafkamina the Mordechai. It's a fresh Ayin Aleph. So the Rosh has a Nafkamina, a Chum according to the Rava, and Mordechai has a Nafkamina, which is Lekul according to Rava. Wow. So that's something that no doubt is foundational. All right, we'll have to discuss it, why that should be true. Okay, before we get there, now, back step. Is there any relationship, and I would think there should certainly be a relationship, as to Psachim Daf Mem Vav and Beitza Daf Tesvav? Why midaraisa you don't need Erev Tavshilin, and why midrabban you do need Erev Tavshilin? Is there any relationship between those two things. So if you look at that Gemara carefully, Psachim Daf Mem Vav, guess what? The Gemara spells out black and white that there is. The Gemara spells it out black and white. The Gemara says the following. According to Rav Chisda, there's no Vav. Okay. If that really is true, so Heich Otem Yantav the Shabbos, how in the world do you do it? You know what the answer is? Midaraisa tzarchei Shabbos, nasa b'yantiv. Tzarchei Shabbos, nasa b'yantiv. Okay. Midaraisa, you're allowed to do malacha from a yantiv to Shabbos. Okay. V'rabbanan d'gozru gzeira. But the chachamim require an erev tavshilin. Why? What would you have said? I would have said, Beitza Tesvav. Midaraisa tzarchei Shabbos nasam yantiv. Midrabanan dini erev tavshilin. Of course you need erev tavshilin. Why? Rav Ravashi. No? You pick. No? There are two reasons. They need erev tavshilin. Midaraisa, no, but midrabanan. Did you notice the Gemara? The Gemara creates an alignment, no? The Gemara creates an alignment. The Gemara says, according to Rachista, Tzarchi, Shabbos, Nasa, B'yantiv, but the Chachamim record Erev Tavshilin. Why? Because Shamei Amru, Oth in B'yantiv, Aflacho. Woo. In a word, Ravashi. Do you notice that? That's very heavy. No? That's very heavy. According to Rav Chisda, why in the world do you need an Erev Tavshilin? The answer is Ravashi. Ravashi. Shami Yom. Well, why is that exactly? I would have said that why an Erev Tavshilin? So I thought, learn Beitzah Daf Tesvah. The Gemara has two possibilities. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, ooh, if you hold like Rav Chisda, Tzarchi Shabbos Nasa B'yantiv, the reason for Erev Tavshilin is because of Rav Ash. So why is that exactly? Why is that? The Gemara somehow aligns that, you know what? Oh, Rav Chisda with Rav Ashi. And let's see in turn. And Rabbah can explain Erev Tavshilin like Rabbah. And the Gears of the Balamor, ooh, our Gemara is Rabbah. Is Rabbah, no? That's unbelievable, no? It's Mamish Rabbah. Kadesh Yivra is Rabbah Shita. Oh, you have a Rabbah and a Rabbah? And the Gemara Psacha, Ben Vav, says Rav Chisda, who disagrees with Rabbah, has to like Ravashi. No? So that's something which is pretty heavy. No. So why exactly is that? How do you understand that alignment? That alignment. Half of the alignment is Lefurish. No? Sakhidat Mevav Mabez. We align Rav Chisda with Ravashi. And the Balamor comments, you know, Daf Yedav Mabez, that the Bar Plukt in each case is Rambam. So the Balamor points out there really is a fundamental difference. There really is a fundamental difference as to why an Erev Tavshilin would at all be necessary based on Rabbi Rav Chisda. How does that work? So the Balamor writes the following. It's a syllabus. What is the purpose of Erev Tavshilin? Well, I'm not allowed to do malach or hachana from here today, tomorrow. So maybe Erev Tavshilin is matir. Erev Tavshilin is matir malach. Erev Tavshilin is matir hachana. Well, is that really true that Erev Tavshilin is a matir? It's a matir. There's an isser malacha, there's an isser hachana. And the purpose of Erev Tavshilin is lahatir. Lahatir. You know, if I say the purpose of Erev Tavshilin is lahatir, isn't it clear that there's an isser? No? Like there's an isser. There's something standing in the way. There's an isser. There's an isser. And Erev Tavshilin is matir, that particular isser. So I asked the is that really true? Is there an isser? And Erev Tavshilin is matir. Is that really the case? Oh, so let's start with Rabbi. The reason midaraisa, you don't need Erev Tavshilin because of hope. I'm going to label this as malachas al ha-nefesh. And if guests were to come, you would serve them the food on yantiv for yantiv, so I'm good to go. That's called malachas al ha-nefesh. Okay. Yeah. You go next door, and you see this person is cooking up a storm for tonight's party on Chol. You know? And you kind of turn to them and say, like, what in the world, you know? And the person tells you, ho will. You know? Oh, I'm glad you came. I'll give you a little bit of the, you know? So you're going to scream at the guy, no? Ho will may be very truly daraisa. Ofe yantef l'chol in oloken. in a loke. But mutter lechatchila, mutter lechatchila. Certainly not. Certainly not. The Baal HaMor is mufurish that even if midareisa, you can ignore kavanas hanavra, and I can label this as malachis sof nefesh. But midrabanan, there's an iser malacha. Midrabanan, there's an iser malacha. Like what in the world? You cannot rely on Oel. You really can go and do any malacha you want today for tonight, as long as you build in a little bit of time. In a loke. But isur mi'ayika. Isur, there's an iser. There's an iser of reliance on Oel. Wow. So a person is going ahead and doing malacha on Yantar for Shabbos. The answer is Hoel. You know what I'm going to tell you? You're not allowed to rely on Hoel. There's an Isser malacha, Zerabana. You know what the answer is? Erev Tavshilin is Balahatir. Erev Tavshilin is Matir, the Isser malacha, Zerabana, B'makomo. Hoel is not Matir L'chachila. You're not allowed to do that. So how do you get around this Issur Rabbanan? Well, you know what? If I'm Ofim Yantav L'chol, I'm not getting around the business Issur Rabbanan. But if I'm Ofim Yantav L'Shabbos like the Erev Tavshilin, the Erev Tavshilin is Matir Issur Rabbanan. That's great. So you know what the answer is? What is the essence of Erev Tavshilin? Matir. It's Matir the Issur Rabbanan. B'makamo. What would you say according to Rav Chisda? What would you say according to Rav Chisda? Midaraisa. You're cooking on Yantar for Chol. That's reckless. Now you're chayiv malkas daraisa. That's an issa daraisa. You do malacha from Yantar to Shabbos. That's mutter. You're allowed to do malacha on Yantar for Shabbos. Tzarech Yishamas, Nasan Yantin. You're allowed to. Same mundus as Rabbah. You're allowed to midaraisa, but there's an Isser Dirabanan, and the purpose of Erev Tavshilin is Lahatir, Timata, the Isser Dirabanan. So what would you say about that? Why in the world? I'm doing malachin yanta frachol, even though midaraisa there's coverage of hol, but midrabanan that's dead us. No, the din daraisa is I'm allowed to go ahead and do malacha on yanta for Shabbos. Is lundus the same? Even though midaraisa is mutter, the chachamim created an issur malacha dirabanan of doing malacha on yanta for Shabbos. Which all of a sudden now is mutter aydei Erev Tavshilin. Why would the Chachamim create an issur d'rabbanan of doing malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Why would they do so? The Chachamim don't want me to do malacha on Yom Tov for Chol. See, even though it's covered midaraisa by Hoel, the Chachamim say that's terrible. There's an issur d'rabbanan. If the Torah allows you and encourages you to do malacha on Yanta for a Shabbos, the Chachamim created an Issur Rabbanan. Why in the world? Why would you suggest that? Oh, you need the Erev Tavshilin. Yeah, but who says the Erev Tavshilin is Balahatir? It's coming Lahatir Issur. What is Issur Rabbanan? So you know what I would tell you? According to Chisda, things are very, very different. There's no Issur Malacha Daraisa from cooking on Yantav to Shabbos. And you ready for the punchline? There's no Issur Dirabanan doing Malacha on Yantav for Shabbos. Why in the world do you need an Erev Tavshilin? Kedei Shiyomru in Ofim Yantav Fachol. You know what that's called? That's called a Matir. That, I will tell you, is called a Heker. You're allowed to do malacha on Shabbos to Yantiv. Yantiv to Shabbos. But in order that you don't overreach and you say, just as I'm doing halacha today for tomorrow, I can even do this Pitzchol. So you know what the halacha insisted? There should be a tool, a vehicle, a device, a heker, in order that you should realize that this is mutter. This is mutter b'chachila. Yantiv to Shabbos. But yantiv to chol is absolutely awesome. But the purpose of the Eretz Yisrael is not bona hatir. The purpose of the Eretz Yisrael is to serve the Zeheker. So here I'll tell you incredibly now that that's the alignment. That's the alignment. Rav Chista agrees with Rav Ashi, who says that Kadesh Yomru, and therefore you need Erev Tavshin as a Heker. According to Rav Ashita, there's an Isser Drabanan on a reliance on Ha'il. The Balamor goes a step further. All right, sometimes when it comes to Isser Drabanan, we're going to lack Isser Drabanan, Litzorech. You know, you tell me there's a tzorech. If something's this at Arais, I'm going to tell you, there's a tzorech. Hey mamru behe mamru. But makom tzorech b'shas adchan, who says the chamur goes there? Is there really a tzorech? You know what the answer is, according to Rava? Of course. Kedei shiivar maniyam for the Shabbos. That's a tzorech. You're so immersed in the Simchas Yantif, you're going to somehow forget about Shabbos. And that is a tzorech to be matir, the Isser Drabanan, a reliance on oil. So that's exactly the alignment then. That Rav Chista with Rav Ashi and Rabba and Ravan, according to the Balamor, Mamish Rabba Lashidase. That's something which is pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. Wow. We spoke about how you passed him. When it comes to Smachlot, Kesutin Rab and Rav Chista, Sakhadat Nevar, we mentioned extreme possibilities. We mentioned the Malchamos, Pesach and Tezvav, where you can't pass like Rav Chista, because if Rav Chista is because of Kedusha Achas, that's not true. We assume Shabbos and Rishtei Kedushas. So therefore, Kaimelan Karamba. That's the Rabban, Kaimelan Karamba. And we pointed out, now in earlier Shurim, that fits in so nicely with the Ramban, and Dafi Gimel and Dafi Aref and Masechus Beitza, and the Ramban and Parsha Zemar, that Malach and Shabbos and Malach Yantif are so different. Kol Malach and Lechus Avoda, that very mistaver that Shabbos and Yantif are Rishtei Kedushas. We pointed out an opposite shita. That's the shita of the Balamor. Balamor was bothered by the sugya. Chaf Aleph in the Zanin Esanachri. Chaf Aleph Mabez. Because Shemi Yarbe Bishvilo. What in the world Shemi Yarbe Bishvilo? Number one, the Balamor writes, Marbe Shem is Mutter, Nafi Zayin. And what's the answer? Not Marbe Shem, Marbe Bamalacha. Marbe Bamalacha. Marbe Bamalacha is covered by oil. No? Your mama b'malachah is covered by oil. Yeah, but the Balamor says it's still exera l'exera. No? Ein izamin, because shem yarm bishvila. But yarm bishvila is covered by oil, so it's only yisur rabbanan. No? All right, mochachas, the Balamor, that we don't pass on like Rav. We pass on like Rav Chista. No? It's the Ramban, right? We pass on like Rav. We pointed out Tosus Hashita, the very beginning of the year, Bezan Abeis. Tosu Maska Vahayam. A little bit unclear. That whole Tosus now. Tosus has a couple of words, Afilu Lididan. Afilu Lididan. Who somehow there isn't Hoel. What does that mean, Afilu Lididan? Afilu Lididan. Oh, so we saw the Maran? No, on the Tosus. Because we don't hold like all the halacha. Whoa. Reject Hoel. Oh, like the Balamor. Or no, the Chachma Shlomo. Afili Didan means that we don't have guests that are coming that we can rely on Hollel. Hollel isn't just theoretical. Hollel really means that Ikloy Archim. And Tulsa says that wasn't their reality. All of a sudden, unexpected guests are going to come. Wow, that was the Marshal, that was the Chacham Shlomo. No? Maram says, no, Tulsa is saying, they don't pass come like this. Well, we pointed out not so long ago, no? The Rambam, pretty stunning. How does the Rambam pass? Hoel and Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yantar. So, pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. There are passages like both. Why do you have to take sides? Hoel is true. And Tzorchei Shabbos is true. They're both true. They're both true. They're both true. Whenever you can apply Hoel, apply Hoel. Whenever you can apply Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yantar, apply the Klal Rav Gisda. What exactly does that mean? So, for example, Hilchos Yantar, no? Perakvav Halach Aleph. Ram describes Erev Tov Shabbos. The Ram doesn't mention a word about Hoel. What do you have to come out to Hoel for? Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yantar. Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yantar. No? Why should the Rambam talk about Hoel? You're allowed to do Malach on Yantar to Shabbos because you're allowed to do Malach on Yantar to Shabbos. Done. Forget about guests. Tzorchei Shabbos, Nasim Yantar. Against Rashi. That's because of Kedushachas. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about Hoel. And the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Tosfos Chumra that has to be Mibol Yom Ekepi Samach L'Chashecha. Because it doesn't have to be Mibol Yom. It can manage to be Samach L'Chashecha. Because Tzorchei Shabbos, Nasim Yantar. Well, that's pretty cool, no? The Rambam doesn't mention anything about Hoel. The Rambam passes like Ruch Yisrael. What do you mean the Rambam passes like both? Because the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yantar, Tezvav, is bothered by the following. Hamavash shel Kusin. Mavash shel Behema. You did Malach ala Akum. You did love for Behema. Should he get Malkus? No. The Rambam writes that ain't a loka because of Hoel. If a guest were to come, you'd give him this food. So you know, okay. Oh, we pointed out when we did up your base. That's against Tosfos. Because if I ask you, Lachem lo lakum, Lachem lo gavoa, Lachem lo klavim, is there Malkus or is there not? Oh, so Tosfos Shita. There's no Malkus because it's an Isser Esse. No? The Rambam Shita. No, there's no Malkus because of Hoel. That means we would say a habri yisurakama. If not for Hoel, we would really say that there should be Malkus Daraisa. Oh, so the Rambam writes, there's no spirit to say Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yantar by Hoel. When it comes, for example, to Erev Tov Sheni, you don't have to come out to Hoel. Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yantar. That's very unbelievable. That's the Rambam Shita. Oh, so Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yantar. Why do you need Erev Tov Shita? So what does the Rambam write in Vav Aleph? Kedei Shel Yavu Levashel Miyantav Lachol. Who's that? Ravashi. Yeah. The Rambam, who does not mention anything about Hoel, in Perek Vav Hilchos Yantar, is passing that Ruch Yisrael, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yantar. And if Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yantar, what are you in Erev Tov Shita for? Guess what? Ravashi. Whoa. How did the Ram know to pass on Ravashi? What the answer is? That's the Gorm Sakhil of Menbo. If you all like Ruch Yisrael, Ravashi. You all like Ruch Yisrael, Ravashi. Vesiyosi points out, this is Erev Tov Shita. This is exactly the Rambam Shita. Like Rav Chisda, like Rav Ashi. Like Rav Chisda, like Rav Ashi. Why do you create that alignment? I'm not creating anything. That's something that my Baba Beis. No? Ready for this? The Rambam, Perek Vav Halach Beis. V'lama nikra shmo erev. Why in the world do you call this an erev? Oh, you know, if you hold, like Rav or Rav, Their tafshilin is matir. Is matir. If you hold like Rav Chisda, matir, there's no Israel tzarchi Shabbos asa b'yant. There's no Israel tzarchi Shabbos asa b'yant, no? I wouldn't call it tafshilin a matir. Matir what? If it's reliance on Hoel, it's matir reliance on Hoel, that's clear, no? So guess what? The Rabbi writes, Olam HaNikra Shmo Eru. Now the Rambam writes, just like when it comes to an Eru Chatzeres, and just like when it comes to Shtufim Evos, we call it an Eru. But you know what it really means? Mishum Heker. Ooh, I like that, no? Mishum Heker. Kedei she'lal adatam shemutu lahotzi mershus lershus. You have a Heker to say, Arkan, don't carry more. The same thing is true of Erev Tavshilin. And Erev Tavshilin is a heker v'zikaron. A heker v'zikaron. Wow. That all fits together. The Rambam's Rav Chisda, Rav Ashi, and Erev Tavshilin is a heker. And the Rav gets all upset. No? The Rav gets all upset. Take a look. No? Hatam zeh l'na'arim. That's childish. No? To say that an Erev Chatzeres is a heker, an Erev Tavshilin is a heker. What do you mean? This is absolutely necessary. Shehu me'arev tzarchei Shabbos im tzarchei yantiv. Lasosam yachad. You know why it's called an Erev Tavshilin? The yesod is you're combining the hachan of Shabbos with the yantiv. It's not just a heker. The Rambam is magnificent. No, the Rambam is Rav Chisda, Rav Ashi, heker. What would you say according to Rav Ashi? According to Rav Ashi, you're not allowed to go ahead and do malacha from a yantav to a chol. There's an iser d'rabban of reliance on oil. So how does Erev Tavshilin work? You know what the answer is. Because Ayde Erev Tavshilin to Zohri are ma'arev, Tzarchei Shabbos and Tzarchei Yantiv. And therefore, it's not as though that I'm doing malacha today for tomorrow. But the Rambam is not interested in being ma'arev the Tzarchei Shabbos and Tzarchei Yantiv. The Rambam writes that Tzarchei Shabbos nasa b'yantiv. And therefore, it is simply Mishum Heker. All right, so this is kind of like the starting point, no? Now we'll have to revisit the Rosh and the Mordechai. Then we'll have to see the further things, no? Yizayim and Aleph, Ava V'Afa, Gomer. No, these sugyas should be impacted on what the nature of Erev Tavshilin is. To what extent is it a matir? To what extent is it considered to be that which is a heker, no? So this is kind of just the foundation. Right, and that's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. We're going to see the Rabbi to say that it's going to disappear in terms of how to understand the coming sins.